What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with the city on the edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorinde returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Don Reeve, who's been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the Southside Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
Hey guys, as always, it's Pacific. This is not a usual episode. It's an April Fool's episode. So it's short, sweet, and to the punch. Sometimes, literally. This week, we'll have two short tales for you. And next week, we're back to our usual long, terrifying tales. And before I go any further, this week's patrons. Thank you for everyone who's been signing up. Once again, and as always, your support means the world. So thanks. Corey Day, Paul Rabbit, Alex Ruff, Sarah Cat Designs, Nola Girl, Leslie Gideon, Rachel P., Chris Olivas, John McClear, America 246, and Joseph Warren. And once again, thank you to everyone who's been signing up. We can't tell you how much we appreciate it. I know I say that every week, and every week it remains true. If you're interested in hearing your name at the beginning of an episode, or in getting access to ad-free, bonus episodes, and much, much more, find us at patreon.com/scp_pod.
Warning, the Foundation database is classified. Unauthorized access will result in detainment. Within this archive, you'll find the procedures, descriptions, and accounts of the most notorious anomalies we've encountered to date. Secure. Contain. Protect.
Okay, people, sit your asses down and shut your pie holes. I've got places to go and people more important than you to see. Because I happen to be a scientist, and we scientists have a tendency to be very busy and important people. If you're out there in the folding chairs, that means you're the new guys. Bottom of the totem pole. But it also means that you pass the entrance exams. Welcome to the SCP. From this moment onward, your job is very, very simple. You are going to punch sharks in the face. You will punch sharks. When not punching sharks, you will be planning on punching sharks. You'll be developing new ways to punch sharks. You will read about punching sharks. You will write about punching sharks. You will study punching sharks. You will dream about punching sharks. You will jump the shark. You will collect and contain paranormal objects and then use them to beat up sharks. Punching sharks is your life. You may be asking yourself, self, how am I to punch these sharks? With your fists. You may ask yourself, self, what if I am bitten by a shark? I am unsure of what to do. Go see an alchemist. And you may say to yourself, self, my teeth have become shark-like in the sense that they have all turned into sharks. Good. Now start punching them. It's an important job, mark my words. There are people out there, many people, who just don't understand why. They don't realize how important our job is. You will be challenged, you will be mocked, you will be insulted, but you cannot lose sight of the goal. Your fist in a shark's face. Several years ago, a former employee asked me, why do we punch sharks? You know what I said to him? Sir, do you hate science? Are you a science-hating shark hugger? Do you approve of the non-science shark agenda? He said no, he wasn't. I punched him in the face anyway, because he was clearly a closet shark. Because that's what we fucking do at the SCP. When you all came in here, there was a copy of Sun Tzu's The Art of Punching Sharks on your chair. You're all to have read that by the time you report in tomorrow morning. Now get out of here. Those sharks aren't gonna punch themselves. Because they don't have hands.
Item number SCP-006-J. Object class, Keter. Oh god, kill it! Special containment procedures. Any instances of SCP-006-J that are discovered by Foundation personnel are to be left the fuck alone. Personnel are to contact Mobile Task Force Alpha 21, Husbands, in order to dispose of the instance of SCP-006-J in a humanitarian manner. One MTF Alpha 21 is to be provided with 12 glass cups and 20 slips of paper at all times. Examination of any instance of SCP-006-J requires steady and careful movements. Any surprise of SCP-006-J may cause... Oh shit, it's on your face! Description. SCP-006-J is a collection of insectoid creatures that researchers agree are scary as balls. We're pretty sure it's mimetic, but we're sure as hell we're not going anywhere near these things. I think I saw a stinger on one. Discovery. I'm just walking through the hallway to my room when I look in the corner and I see SCP-006-J-shit. And this thing has these gigantic fucking eyes, just staring at me like, I'm going to fucking eat you. And I just get the fuck out of there.
Addendum 006-J. Guys, it isn't even that big, okay? Look, I'm going up to it and it hasn't attacked me yet. Doctor...
Dr. has been promoted to Site Director-05-B.
Our first tale, 10:30 a.m., was written by user DeJorik. Our second tale, 006-J, was written by Salmon Corbett. You heard the voice of John Grills as the narrator in 10:30 a.m. and as Dr. Blank in 006-J. You heard the voice of Vin Ernst as your narrator in 006-J. Both tales have the lovely composing of Tom Rory Parsons. My name's Pacific, I'm your sound designer and showrunner, and Tom Owens is our producer. This is a bloody disgusting show. For more information, go to bloody-disgusting.com.